Radio 1.
Altijd benieuwd.
Ja, vreemde periode toch, die voorbije lockdownweken. En de Britten zitten er nog middenin. En het doet des te meer deugd, zo vertelt bassist Nick Blacka, dat het nieuwe album uit is, de nieuwe Go-Go Penguin. Nick Blacka kwam erbij in 2014 bij Go-Go Penguin voor hun tweede album. Dat album waarmee ze een Mercury Prize nominatie kregen. En dus heel veel pers. Nick Blacka van Go-Go Penguin.
I joined the band for the second album, which was V2.0, which is where everything kind of took off for us. We got nominated for the Mercury Music Prize in the UK, and then we just got really busy. And so it just became a habit that making new records were done under quite a bit of pressure from ourselves, but also, you know, trying to fit it in between touring and stuff like that. So with this time, because we spent a lot of time on the road, I think it was 2016 where maybe we did like 200 days out of the year away, over 200 days. So we just said we needed a bit more time if we wanted to make it how we wanted to, if we wanted to make it better than the last one, which we're always aiming to do. So we deliberately took a bigger chunk of time and turned a few things down so we could focus more on the writing stages. And when you're writing, you get more time to, you know, try stuff out and then throw it away, or, you know, work on it further. And we also had longer for recording. I think we had 2 weeks, which is a bit of a luxury for us. So in general, we just had more time for everything. And I think, you know, the results have come out in the record.
Nick Blacka van Go-Go Penguin. Pianist Chris Illingworth houdt nog altijd van dat experimenteren met zijn pianoklanken, met het openen van zijn piano en met het aftepen van snaren om bepaalde effecten te verkrijgen. En ook Afrikaanse snaarinstrumenten, die liggen hem zeer goed. De kora bijvoorbeeld.
For a while now we've been quite interested in the idea of, especially on the piano, writing some ideas that are reminiscent of the kora, the African instrument. And I know Chris was inspired by, there's a guy who busks playing the kora in Manchester City Centre. It's just the main sort of square, if you like. It's called Piccadilly Gardens. And he's there quite often, and Chris has heard him playing, and he's been quite inspired by some of the melodic ideas. So we've experimented with it for a while. There were some ideas for the last album that didn't really end up being on the record, but on this time round, that inspiration has found its way into the track Cora.
tracks bij Go-Go Penguin. Het nieuwe album zonder titel is het tweede album voor Blue Note Engeland. De aanloopfase en de opnameperiode waren langer dan voordien het geval was. Meer succes betekent gewoonlijk ook meer tijd, meer budget. De nieuwe tracks klinken allemaal bijzonder akoestisch en toch werkt de trio vaak en veel met software zoals Ableton. Rob Turner, de drummer bij Go-Go Penguin, is een echte Ableton-fanaat.
Rob, the drummer, he had the he works a lot on Ableton music software, so he had like the loop as a MIDI file, the piano loop, and he came to me and said this would really suit like a bass sort of improvisation melody thing. So I took it away and then came up with the melodic ideas for it. So the actual title, I'm not sure quite what it's alluding to, but it's sort of a collaborative effort, that one. That was, we work on all the tracks together, but yeah, Rob started with that piano loop, and then I brought the melodic bass content, and then Chris did his own thing at the end with the piano melody.
Basis van een drumtrack in Ableton en een grote inbreng van bassist Nick Blaka, daarnet aan de lijn vanuit Manchester in de UK. De nieuwe Go-Go Penguin is uit op Blue Note, digitaal op CD en ook op lichtgrijze vinyl.